start of the Olympics. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th. Ahead of the Olympics, experts say the surge being propelled by the new, more contagious Delta variant of the virus. Senators in the White House working furiously to salvage a bipartisan infrastructure deal. The pressure is intensifying on all sides to wrap up talks on President Biden's top priority. That's despite weeks of closed-door discussions. Several issues are still unresolved. Stocks are mixed as investors review the latest batch of quarterly earnings reports and wait for a policy update from the Federal Reserve. The Dow is down 103 points. The Nasdaq is up 102. This is SRN News.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is here to stay for several more days. And once again, we're headed for the danger range on the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. There will be more scattered random hit-or-miss storms around later, but you know how that works. Not every town will get one, and the storms will fade out overnight, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, how about a high temperature in the upper 90s both days with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. An update on a murder-suicide in Elmore County over the weekend. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries, who shot and killed his wife as well as his 84-year-old mother before turning the gun on himself, has died from his injuries. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says Selma Police Officer Marquise Moorer was on duty and went home to eat early Tuesday when he was shot and killed at his apartment. Jackson says a woman believed to be his wife or girlfriend was wounded. The search continues for those responsible. And Auburn and Alabama students are being wooed to get the COVID-19 vaccine. At Auburn, students can win prizes including a $1,000 scholarship, upgrades to A-zone parking, and priority class registration. At the University of Alabama, students who get vaccinated will get $20 put into their Bama Cash account as a way of saying thanks. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Not Dan Morris here. Still your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie Fogel, hanging out. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble today.
How are you?
I am doing very well. I've got a great show lined up, if I do say so myself.
Indeed.
Our first guest this afternoon is going to be Chris England. He'll be calling in a little bit. He is the head of the Democratic Party of Alabama, and he has some thoughts on prison, some of what's going on in our prison. So we're going to discuss that. Then at 1:30 this afternoon, Justin Hart, who has become a national advocate for unmasking children based on data and science, shockingly, he's going to come on and talk that issue. And then I've got just a whole bunch of stuff going on. We've got some issues happening at the border. We'll get into the Mo Brooks case, and Mo will be on with me tomorrow. So Mo Brooks will call in to talk to me tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow's got a busy day. We've got Steve Marshall, Todd Stacy, and Mo Brooks. So you're not going to want to miss that. And then I had been asked about school budgets yesterday. One of the callers was talking about school funding. And I went and started to pull down the document. It was David. David was talking to me about administrator pay. And it turns out all of that information is, in fact, on the county website, as is a whole bunch of other random information, which I found intriguing. One of which is a report, school by school, of disciplinary actions taken. So it's every school in the county of Montgomery, and then what happened at the school, and what the outcome was. So a ton of fighting at some campuses. Brubaker Intermediate School, lots of fighting, lots of disobedience, lots of profanity and vulgarness. It's kind of wild to see this, Joey. Did you know that was available?
Well, not in that sort of granular detail, but I will say that schools, and it's not just exclusive to public schools, happens in some private. There's more accountability, it seems, in private schools, but school is the one place where you are literally kept in rooms with other people your age and encounter a lot of violence. I think about my life. Can you think of any other situation other than like school, like elementary, middle school, where you're going to encounter folks that will be violent with you to one degree or another, and you still have to be in the same room with them?
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. So you can go to this report and you can see literally the date and the number. Essentially, you can see the number of people involved, right? So on September 18th, there was a fight, two different people, both of them got suspended. Then on this other day, there were five. And so you go on, you can literally day by day see what these administrators are dealing with. And it was really eye-opening to know that this report is available, so you guys can all go look up by your child's or grandchild or neighborhood's particular school, but also see see where repeated patterns are, see what, you know, I'm interested to go back now that I know the data is there, because I'm a data nerd, and start looking for patterns. How often is this occurring in some of these schools, and why aren't we doing better? Because quite honestly, as you said, you've got these kids who are repeatedly there, right? So they get suspended out of school, or maybe they get in-school suspension or whatever it is their punishment is. But then they're right back. And how many chances do they get before they're just considered disruptive to the school as a whole? And so there's just a whole lot of information I was surprised to find. So David, thank you for sending me down that that data goose chase. I did tweet earlier the budget information for Montgomery County Schools. So if you're on Twitter, I'm just at April Marie, APRYL MARIE. And you can look and see the 2021 budget and where all that money is coming and going and how it's flowing. So I found that interesting. Those are just some of our topics today. Joey, what was your hot topics of the day?
I shared a Ron Paul article on the show trials going on in D.C. right now. Talked from a Revolver News. There's like a, got about halfway through a 40-something minute interview with General Flynn. And talked a little bit about my 10-year anniversaries coming up in August. And yeah, just continuing the theme that we need to get back to an American democracy that is local, voluntary, and infused with the spirit of religion, not this sort of behemoth in Washington, D.C. that fancies itself democracy, but it's really just an oligarchy. Anyway.
Wait. You threw the 10-year anniversary in there. 10-year anniversary of Blue Water?
Me with Blue Water. It'd be about August 20-something. I'll find the exact date before the day.
Well, that's exciting. All right, I'll let you get that line. Yeah, I do. When I start looking, and I start looking, of course, the night before, and sometimes I have stories left over from the day before of what's happening. Usually there isn't so much like across the board. We've got everything from Olympics being hot topics to, again, the Mo Brooks issue on the national scale, immigration, the COVID. COVID could just overwhelm everything. James is on the line. Hiya, James.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to answer Joey's rhetorical question about the violent people in the room. And then I had a question of local interest. May not have been a topic recently, but just a local interest question. Okay. As far as violent people in the room with you, the mall during Black Thursday.
or Black Friday after Thanksgiving. Yeah. Fair enough.
And then there was a lawsuit with the city of Montgomery some years ago about the red light cameras. I looked it up online. As far as I can tell, I'm not a lawyer, as far as I can tell, it's sort of still in the courts. Can you find any information about that? And if it was, if I'm wrong, if it was settled, if it was, how it went, or if it's still pending? Because I think it was from like 2015. But
I'll look into it, James. Every day I should let you guys give me a couple of research projects because I love looking into it, and we shouldn't all have to wonder what's going on in our government within our communities. So if you got an issue or a question like that, I can't promise I will get all of them on one night, but I will certainly look them up. So I'm going to get more specific answers on that, the administrator's funding. I did put the document itself up on my Twitter, but I'll see what I can also find about red lights and the lawsuits around that, James.
Okay. I think it was Hunter versus City of Montgomery was the case. And so.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Before we hit our next quick break here, I wanted to tell you guys about my good friends over at Mortgage Corporation of the South. And I want to remind you that it's early in the day today on Wednesday, and every time you call, I want you to ask to get in on the two drawings. There's the Sweet Creek drawing for a $60 gift basket there, and then there is the $75, recently upped the amount, the $75 gift card from Mortgage Corporation of the South. When you go visit them at their beautiful office on the top of the mountain, they can help you out with whatever your current needs are in terms of the mortgage or the housing or the money market. Let's tell you about what they can do specifically. If you are looking to get into a new home, they can get you pre-approved. They can tell you how much you have to spend. And when houses are flipping a day or two, you want that number in advance when you put in your bid. The second thing they can do is they can help our veterans with their VA loans. Call them, talk to them. Those loans are incredible because the way the federal programs work, you don't need to show proof of income. You don't need to worry about your credit score. If you're a veteran, you are available. There are programs available to you that John Williams and his crew want to help you find and tap into. You can call Mortgage Corporation of the South at 567-9000. That's 567-9000. Again, it's John Williams and Mortgage Corporation of the South. And you want to tell them that you were listening to The Dan Morris Show with special guest host April Marie. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender. And let us know about your great experience with them after you visited them. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. You are listening to April Marie Fogel.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor. Trouble with those allergies again?
Yep. Tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive. 365-5400.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Locally owned, laid-back, family-friendly vibe for over 10 years. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on this lovely afternoon. I have State Representative Chris England on the line. Hiya, sir.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, you're not just a state representative. You're also the chair of the party. Is that correct?
Yeah, chair of the Alabama Democratic Party.
All right. That was kind of a trick question because I knew that already. I was shocked to find you weren't on Yellowhammer's influential list, so I had to put you number four on mine because you have certainly made something great of the chaos that was that party for a bit.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I won't say that I'm surprised or not surprised by not being on that list, but those sorts of things, as far as working on the party and just doing trying my best to do my job in any capacity, that's just really all I'm focused on.
That's awesome. Now, what district, what is the area that you represent?
District 70 in Tuscaloosa.
Okay, great. Now, yesterday, you came out and asked for the Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner, Jeff Dunn, to be fired. Now, we know that the state of Alabama's prison system is a hot mess, and it's going to take more than new buildings to fix them. Tell us a little bit about why you're calling for him to be fired and what you think some of the solutions are.
Be honest with you, it is, I've actually been calling for that now for a while, because, you know, over the course of the last few years, everything has gotten progressively worse. And I thought, along with many others, we all kind of thought that once the federal government put us on notice beyond just the lawsuits, but then the investigation was launched and it revealed all sorts of corruption and just basically inhumane conditions, we thought that, you know, that would be enough motivation to get this thing, you know, at least provide some direction and leadership where some of those things identified in the report were addressed. And then COVID happened. So things progressively got worse. We had more deaths within our facilities, and just many other things that weren't working. And then once the pandemic started in American shores, and it progressively got worse, that lack of leadership once again reared its head, and just no direction, no plan for the people that were incarcerated to manage this pandemic. We went months with only less than 1% of the population being tested. So, you know, the interesting thing was we would keep hearing that there was, we haven't had an infection within any facility, but, you know, hell, how will we know? We're not testing anybody.
That's a nice trick there. Everybody's passed a test, and that's because we didn't give them the test.
Exactly.
Nobody failed the test because we didn't give it to them.
So we're kind of beating our chest, saying that or at least saying that we're lucky that we didn't have any infections in our facilities. But hell, we weren't tested. So,
got it. Talk about prison deaths, what is killing people in prisons?
We went 18 almost 18 months in a row. Maybe a year and a half or so ago, with a suicide a month.
Wow.
We also were having people who were overdosing on drugs in our facilities, which, you know, and part of the proliferation of the drugs within the facilities was the guards were actively participating in it.
Well, I saw something about there's no guests allowed, and yet drugs are still running rampant.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, it's one of the most violent places in the world. I mean, it's so we've had homicides, we've had incarcerated people lives being taken by guards, abused by guards. We've had drug overdoses and suicides. So, I mean, just an outright absolute mess.
So, and all this has happened under the leadership of Dunn, or lack of leadership of Commissioner Jeff Dunn.
Our prison system has always been on the brink of crisis, but it is absolutely gotten worse. And I don't think there's any argument. It's indisputable at this point that it's absolutely gotten worse under our current commissioner.
So what do you feel like, what do you think it's going to take for Governor Ivey to take your recommendation and what's happening seriously? Is this a Governor Ivey appointment?
Yes, he is an executive branch employee. And yes, it is the governor's decision.
Got it. If we get a new commissioner, is there anybody specifically you're interested in, or do you want them to do a nationwide search? What are you recommending to replace Dunn?
You know, when Commissioner Dunn was hired, he had no real prior experience in corrections or running prison system. And that's something that, you know, it's obvious at every sort of threshold we get to. You know, he had really no history in it. So I would hope that the search would include someone that's done it before, that's got history managing facilities like this. but somebody who's also has a plan to not only deal with the conditions of the facility, but to increase personnel to, you know, get more corrections officers hired, and then also a management plan that deals with rehabilitation just as much as it deals with incarceration.
Yes. So that is somewhere we have heard from callers that, and some callers who have been in the system themselves, who talk about that lack of really training people and readying them for getting back out. That right. is a critical portion of any, you know, any system in which you're jailed for a little while and you have that rehab part of it. Right. One of the other things you've been really vocal about is the parole boards. Do you yes. mind talking a little bit about that?
Absolutely. The parole board, you know, we've got a board of pardons and parole that rarely grants pardons and hardly ever grants parole. And, you know, the standard they apply to each applicant is subjective. It changes upon each applicant, and oftentimes they are charged and punished for things that they have no control over.
Can you give me an example?
Well, you may have been incarcerated for committing a robbery 20-some-odd years ago. You go into the system, and you do everything that's asked of you. One, you complete programs. Two, your record of behavior within the facility is exemplary. Three, wardens and COs recommend your release. And then four, you may have family members and advocates on the outside saying that once you get released, we'll take you and make sure that you don't reoffend. You'll go in front of the board and they'll say, well, 20 years ago, you committed a violent offense. Well, yeah, that's what got me here. But I've done everything you've asked me to get out, and you still won't let me out. And so I don't have any control over what happened in the past. I can only control what I'm doing now or what's going on in my future. And what's given more weight is what happened, not what's currently going on. So if that's the standard, the person who has no idea how to get an application granted loses all hope. So what do you think is going to happen when they go back into the facility? It's going to be very difficult to manage their behavior because they don't have hope. It's like, I'll never get out. It doesn't matter what I do. And it is quite obvious that the board has no faith or confidence in the Department of Corrections' ability to rehabilitate. So we've got two competing interests, and the only people that are paying the cost are the state of Alabama and those that are incarcerated in our system.
Well, one of the things you're looking for is having a second pardon and parole board. Is that what you're advocating?
Yeah, because the backlog is so ridiculous that I think now at this point, we need additional help. And also we need the ability, because there are hundreds and hundreds of people who are just sitting there waiting for a hearing. Now, the likelihood is with this current board, it's going to be denied. But at the same time, at least you should have your opportunity to be heard. And there are a lot of people who aren't getting that opportunity because of a severe backlog on both pardons and also paroles.
So, now, is this some part of this something that can be handled legislatively? Is there a way to say we are going to add additional funding, or is this something you can handle, you know, get the state statute to require things being processed within a certain amount of time?
Well, what I'd hope for is we take some of the CARES Act money and spend some of that on rehabilitation for those who are suffering from mental illnesses and also who've got maybe some drug problems or drug
mental
issues.
Health and substance abuse.
Yeah. I mean, those are two. And here's a stat that's going to blow you away. On initial assessment, people that are going, first-time offenders going into our system, when they're assessed, almost 80% of the people who are processed have some sort of mental health diagnosis.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's particularly high. Sir, we have to hit a quick break, but would you mind holding tight and we'll talk a little bit about mental health and substance abuse when we get back?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. You are listening to April Marie Fogle, and I am interviewing State Representative and Democratic Party Chair, Chris England. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is here to stay for several more days. And once again, we're headed for the danger range on the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. There will be more scattered random hit or miss storms around later, but you know how that works. Not every town will get one, and the storms will fade out overnight, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, how about a high temperature in the upper 90s both days with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. You've got April Marie Fogle here. State Representative Chris England on the line. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So before we went to break, we were discussing the amount of inmates who have mental health and substance abuse problems. And if I remember correctly, this is what initially got the attention of the feds, was the way in which we were treating those inmates.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know where to start. So where do we start? I don't know where to start. Yeah. Where do we start with this? Do we start? I know you just mentioned asking if CARES money can be used on fixing part of this problem. What else can be done?
We paid a lot of money years ago to create a system of risk assessment and to create a score sheet to determine whether or not individuals deserved or should be considered for release. And in that risk assessment, it gives us the ability to determine, some of those other risk factors, such as substance abuse, such as mental health. And I think that as a system, if we did what we do with juveniles and do that risk assessment as they enter into the system, it will give us a better idea of how to handle those individuals as they matriculate through the system. And unfortunately, and you know, I mean, our largest mental health facility now in the state of Alabama are our prison. The way we treat those who are suffering from mental illnesses, both those that are dealing with issues that they're born with and can't be treated, and those that have issues that can be treated, we fail miserably on both sides. And years ago, under Governor Bentley's administration, they decided that it was a great idea to close all the facilities in the state of Alabama. And I guarantee you that is probably one of those watershed moments where our population of mentally ill consumers who were headed to those institutions probably ended up in some prison or jail somewhere instead. So Governor Ivey, to her credit, has started opening up and reestablishing some of these mental health centers across the state. So we have alternatives to incarceration for those that need treatment versus incarceration. And I think that would go a long way. If we fully invested in substance abuse treatment and mental health treatment, I think that would go a long way towards curbing the just some of the growth in our prison population.
Well, an odd fact about me, sir, is that I got my start in politics when I decided to leave campaigning in nonprofit community healthcare lobbying. And so I have been an advocate for community-based cares and a big supporter of NAMI Alabama, which is actually their office is like five stones from our door. We walk out our door and hit their door. And so I'm a big advocate for that. So if you ever get legislation, you let me know. And I'm glad to work with you on that. Do you know if there's ever been any discussion about having like a drug court type system anywhere in the state of Alabama where we veer off some of those who have their crimes are associated with their mental illness or substance abuse issues?
Yes. We for years have been trying to push a coordinated court system that has drug courts and similarly situated programs across the state. Of course, those depend on funding, and unfortunately, because we don't have a unified judicial system, the cost of it, the effectiveness of it, the availability of it even, it really depends on where you, your entry point into the criminal justice system. So like if you're in a big county, you probably have more of a drug court available to you with more options than you did if you're in a rural county. And unfortunately, how much it costs, the type of services you receive, the options available to you are limited based upon where you are.
Yeah, that seems to be a problem with Alabama across the board, not just with criminal justice, but with a lot of issues, including regular health care and access to care. Well, it was my pleasure to have you on, Representative. I do hope you'll come back again at a future date. You have an ally here. I have told many of people over the years that it makes good fiscal sense to treat especially those with mental health and substance abuse in our communities rather than jailing them indefinitely. And it's good to have an advocate for that in the state house.
Well, it is. And if you want to waste money, wait till something gets into a crisis before you start dealing with it.
Right. Crisis care is always 10 times more expensive at least. And and I'm shocked by the number of suicide deaths in our prisons. We really need to do better. Well, thank you again, sir, and you have a wonderful day.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That was State Representative Chris England and the chair of the Democrat Party. And, you know, how can we, our criminal justice system is in such complete disarray. How do we have someone who lacks the competency and making it better? I now have to look up the DOC chair and get information on that. Joey Clark, you laughed at me there.
Well, you forgot his name. I had written right down there. Like, you know.
Well, I for whatever reason, instead of saying Chris England, I wanted to say Chris English, and I knew that wasn't right. And so I was looking for it, and it was, in fact, in front of me in three different places. Oh, live radio. Joey Clark, you wanna tell our friends about a Benji-approved program?
Oh, well, of course, Benji approves, Dan Morris approves, so many of Dan's friends, so many of our listeners here to the Dan Morris Show approve of Russell Mosquito Control. It's because LaVon Russell and his team does such a fantastic job. When you've invested in your backyard or you've got a big event coming up at the house and a lot of the event you're going to hold outside, especially this time of year here in the South, mosquitoes can be really a big bother. And, you know, candles and off sprays, these sorts of things. Number one, it's not fun to use, especially those sprays. Number two, they don't work that well. How about you use a great company like Russell Mosquito Control so you have a mosquito-free environment where you can enjoy yourself just on a average Saturday out by the pool, or if you have a big get-together, nobody's getting bitten by any mosquitoes. That number for Russell Mosquito Control, 425-7587, 425-7587, and be sure to tell them your Dan Morris Show listener and that Joey sent you.
The bug sprays are the worst, especially for canoodling on a front porch swing.
Right.
Nobody wants mosquitoes or to have to have the smell of something chemical. Ooh.
Well, in this issue, by the way, on the prison system, it's just remarkable to me. All the money that is spent in Alabama, the massive budgets we already have, and how some of the basic functions of government, some of the basic guarantees in the Bill of Rights, are let go by the wayside.
Well, and it comes down to, for me, you get, as you said, the basics. There aren't a lot of things that the government is actually supposed to be doing.
Right.
But one of those things is helping those who can't help themselves. So you've got homeless walking around who are getting arrested repeatedly for random things when all they need is medication in a community-based care system. And this isn't to say the state needs to own it. A lot of these run as nonprofits, but we need the backbone in the state for that. We need to divert some money for that. The other issue is, yes, we have prison overcrowding. How do we change the system so that those who need to be locked up are locked up, and those who don't need to be can find a path out and a path forward with their life? 272-9228 if you want to get in on this conversation. 272-9228. Don't forget to ask to get into the two drawings, Mortgage Corporation of the South and Sweet Creek, when you call in. I feel like conservatives, by and large, don't talk about prison reform in the way we should. We talk about being tough on crime, but we don't talk about the human aspect or even the fiscal aspect as we should.
Well, and I hope here in Alabama, because there are so many devout people, so many true believers, and people from all different walks of life who understand the basic injunctions to help those, you know, who are really down and out and marginalized, maybe for reasons of their own decisions or other, you know, terrible things in life. And it's just something we need to focus on and refocus on. And it's the usual. You know, there's bureaucratic inertia, and there has been at DOC, and it's just a matter of time of waking people up, saying it's not just because the federal government is breathing down our necks. It's because it's a moral issue. It's a constitutional issue. It's an issue of liberty and basic human dignity. It needs to be done.
Agree with all that. Redemption. We need a prison system that also focuses on redemption. I believe that some people, a lot of people, can see a path forward, can make mistakes and learn from them. Of course, there's going to be people who can't, but there is an overwhelming number of people in our prison system who are caught up in a cycle. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll take your calls, 272-9228. If you're holding, stay on the line. We'll get to you just after this.
Like
know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogle here. We're going to head to the phone lines, 272-9228, if you want to get on in on the conversation. We just had Representative Chris England on about prisons and his opposition to the current head of the Alabama Department of Corrections. Chris, how's it going?
Hey, good afternoon, April Marie. I'll call because this is somewhat personal to me, just because of family that've been in the situation of being incarcerated and not being able to get out. But the mental health issue is the key. And the sad part is we've had mental health facilities shut down all over the state. And, you know, this is under Republican leadership. And, you know, I understand it costs money to make these facilities function, but at the same time, that is such a important part of society, and we're seeing it even worse now with the use of drugs and alcohol and things like that. And so I lay that at the feet of probably the Republican Party by shutting down these mental health facilities. And, I was going to say real quick, and I think we're the state of Alabama is most incarcerated. We have the most for population. We have the most incarcerated population in the country.
That wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
But at the same time, and here locally, we had a gentleman that killed somebody. He was out for 3 years for murder, for murder, and he hadn't even been tried yet. And then he goes again and then murders somebody else. So, I mean, I don't understand, you know, what the end game is going to be here. I mean, it seems to me that use of technology, you could actually allow these people to get out into society and control them. Because when we were talking about vaccine passports, it seems to me that if we can do that, we can control people on the outside, allow them to have a little freedom and maybe get a job or seek help they need.
I feel like there are so many things we can do. And right now, lawmakers are putting their fingers in the dam. There's, you know, there's buildings here. There's getting out from under the feds. There's this, there's that. And nothing is looking at the comprehensive overhaul. When I moved to the state of Alabama 8.5 years ago, this was on the front page of every paper. And so I just don't understand how we've gotten ourselves into this situation. I say that. I know exactly how we've gotten ourselves. Conservatives don't want to spend the money. They want to look tough on crime, and they want to look fiscally responsible. But the truth of the matter is, stopping this before it gets any worse, stopping individuals before they get into part of the system they can't get out of, that's fiscally conservative. That's actually conservative, principally conservative. And so we really can and should do more.
Well, I don't believe we can say we're tough on crime. I really don't. I mean, maybe we are. we're throwing the bus. I mean, if you look at our court system, it's an unfunded disaster. I mean, the backlog of cases, inability to process people, you know, having that quick and fair trial. I mean, that's just not happening. You know, I just, you know, and I do. I lay at the feet of conservatives, but I lay at the feet of really everybody because we're just not doing the right thing for these people are human beings no matter what. And that's the way I look at it. And they deserve a quick and fair trial. And we're not giving that to them. And then when they're incarcerated, they're sitting in these huge places with multiple people. And in my case, we have a family member that's been in there almost 40 years. He's an exemplary prisoner. He's actually has letters from wardens telling him what a great person is, and he has the ability to go on the outside and actually do a job and get paid. And they go to the parole board, and they'll deny. Then they finally come to him one day and say, hey, look, if you admit that you did this, then we'll let you out. He goes, look, I'm innocent. I'm not going to say that. And they go, okay, well, you're going back to prison. I mean,
Alabama Appleseed Center?
Oh, Chris? Yeah. We have lawyers from all over the country working on this guy's behalf. And come to find out, the evidence now that was used to put this gentleman in jail was completely bunk. And then the guy that actually came and testified for his trial came out and confirmed he was a liar. He lied about it. And it's connected to other really major cases that put people in prison, too. So, I mean, it's just amazing to me that this guy can get letters from a warden, letters from people. He was able actually to go out almost as a trustee and do stuff for the warden in a number of these facilities. And he still can't get out. And it's disturbing, and I feel for anybody who's in the system.
It is incredibly disappointing and frustrating. When I was an advocate for nonprofit mental health, one of the things we dealt with was the fight for money, the fight for dollars. And so I had someone say to me, and it stuck, and I'll never forget it, and I've used it 100 times since, that when you're fighting for money for those with disabilities, that lawmakers and advocates are easily, they'll go hug and want to take care of and talk about funding for the developmentally disabled. So for your Down syndrome, your special needs, your children with issues, or even your adults with issues. But then you get into schizophrenia and drug and alcohol addiction. And those things are hard to stump on. Those are things that conservatives stay away from. It's not something a message our base embraces. And so we have a really hard time because that's where attention should be. That's how we solve a lot of these problems, but nobody wants to own it. There's very few conservatives out there who say this needs to be done. This needs to be done now in terms of funding this, in terms of opening these community-based care centers up, in terms of acknowledging the problems we have in our prisons. So I'm glad Chris England was able to come on with us today. I know it might have been a little daunting for him. I have a reputation as quite the conservative, but I promised a fair interview, and I'm glad y'all got to hear from him.
Well, I would also say, you know, no politicians want to put their name on buildings, but they sure don't want to put them on prisons.
That's
right?
True. A few of them should have their names on prisons.
Yeah, they should be in prison. That's exactly right. They should be. And if you look, too, and I'll leave it at this, you know, Bryce Mental Institution in Tuscaloosa, Tarwater, some of these other places, there's a facility here in Montgomery. You know, all these facilities were shut down, and people yell and scream, and I have two ways to go with this, about the people panhandling and living under bridges and all that. Well, that is a direct result of that lack of institution there to help these people out.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of those people out outside who just need continuous care, need the ability to have something to fall back on, our system to help them get their lives together. I don't want to say get their lives together. And it is incredibly hard. We used to have, not only did we used to have mental health facilities that did that, but we also used to have churches that took a greater role in those within their community who had issues and needed help. Well, thanks for calling, Chris. I sincerely appreciate talking to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Clint on the line. Hiya, Clint.
Good day, there, kiddo. that was a good conversation you had with that gentleman.
Well, good.
I liked it. Well, one more thing you need to look at is just not just our prisons. Look at our county jails and city jails.
Fair point.
They're just as bad, and maybe worse.
There's been talk about solving some of our prison problems by not giving people that the time they need to be in prisons and sending them to city and county jails. But some of those jails, you can look at what's happening with the sheriffs right now, and you're like, well, maybe we don't want to send them there.
Well, the last time I was in Elmore County. I've been in jail a couple times.
Oh, Clint.
Last time I went to jail was because of a Budweiser beer. Open container. How do you go to jail for 4 days because you got a beer on Sunday afternoon?
That is a very broken system right there. But they looked at your sheet. They said he'd been there before, so he needs to go back, right? Isn't that what happened?
I guess. I don't know. But, I was locked up, man. In Elmore County, you don't go outside, and there's no air conditioning. Just think how them boys are feeling today on a day like this. There is no air conditioning. You got big fans, and that's all you got. And you don't see the sunshine. So, yeah. You know, you may be an inmate. You did this, but you're still a human being. You should be able to get outside time to time and have a cigarette if you want one. But they don't do that. So that man, that gentleman was 100% correct. Everything needs to be looked at, city, county, and federal. So,
all right.
In my opinion.
I agree with you. Well, thanks for calling, Clint. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Bye, darling. I love our listeners, Joey. I love our fans. They're great people.
They are.
Coming up in this next hour is our conversation about, at 1:30 will be our conversation about masking. But when we come back, I'm going to take a minute to talk about Simone Biles. And I've got a little audio clip I want to play, and we're going to wade into that conversation. I'm going to hear what you guys have to say, 272-9228. I don't necessarily take the same approach that Greg Vudel did yesterday. So I am excited to hear how many of you think I'm absolutely wrong, how many of you think I'm dead on, how many of you think we shouldn't even be talking about that, because that's something I consider too. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. We'll be right back after this short break.